It's the third pasuk in Eicha. Galsa Yehuda Me'ayni. Yehuda went into Galus because of poverty. The Aseres HaShvatim had already been driven out of Eretz Yisrael, taken by Sancheirav, and Yehuda remained in the siege. They had no food, they were poor, and so they ran away as refugees into Galus. Galsa Yehuda Me'ayni. Umeirav Avoida, Zakt Rashi, Shechbidu Alea Kazdim. The Bavliim were already Meshaved, the Jewish people. They were in the siege, they were working hard, and to escape the back-breaking labor, they ran away as refugees into Galus. He Yashva Bagoyim. Yehuda lived among the Goyim, but Loi Matzo Manoyach. But they didn't find any rest. Why not? The Medrash gives us two reasons. Number one, the Medrash says, Umay sa'olam shehem mahalchim ba'aspektiyay shalahem ein galusam galus. Goyim dress like Goyim. Goyim blend in with Goyim. Goyim are all one melting pot. Their galus is not a galus. Avul Yisrael galusam galus. No matter what we do, we don't fit in. But then there's a deeper reason. It says the Medrash, Ilu Matzal Manoyach, if Klal Yisrael would find rest in the Golos, Loi Haisa Chayzeres, then we would never Chas HaShalom come back. Could the Kava say, like in Bereshis, in Parshas Noyach, Loi Matzal HaYoyna Manoyach, that the Yoyna didn't find rest, and so it came back to the Teva. And we too, Klal Yisrael in Golos, something stirs, something bothers us. Something tells us that this is not our place. Something tells us that there's something more to life than just a big house and a Lexus. And as long as we stir, as long as we don't have Manoyach, so then there's hope for us. But then the pasuk continues and tells us something that's surprising. Kol Roitfeh Hisigua Bein Hamitzarim. All of Yehuda's pursuers caught her between the Mitzarim. Now note, Yehuda is already in Golus. But while in Golus, her pursuers catch her Bein HaMitzarim. What does it mean, Bein HaMitzarim? So Rashi brings three pshatim. A Mitzar is something which is sharp and narrow. Rashi says, HaMitzarim Givulim. The pursuers caught Yehuda while Yehuda was in the physical borders of their land. Shot number two. Bein HaMitzarim, a Mitzar is something sheyesh goiva mikan u'mikan vein mokon lanus. There is a height, a mountain, a cliff on one side and on the other side. Bein HaMitzarim means within the cleft. The Medrash says that you had two groups of goyim, the Ashurim and you had the Bavliim, each one giving chase on another side. Cornered Klal Yisrael, kolayt fea hisigua Bein HaMitzarim. And then there's the third pshat, the famous pshat, Medrash Agada, Bein Shiva Aser B'Tamuz, L'Tisha B'Av. The Klal Yisrael was caught, Bein HaMitzarim, between the times of Tsar, between the times of sharp anguish. Shiva Aser B'Tamuz, Miyamim Kadmonius, Mishanim Kadmonius, from the time in the Midbar, was Miyuad L'Paranius, was the time of the Cheta Egel. Tisha B'Av was the time of the Cheta Meraglim. Between these two spiritually dangerous times, times of sharp anguish, Klal Yisrael was caught. But isn't it strange? I mean, after all, Klal Yisrael was already in Golos. So what does it mean, Kol Roitfeh Hisigua Bein HaMitzarim? And more than that, these three definitions of Bein HaMitzarim, between the boundaries, between the cliffs or the pursuing armies, and between the spiritual pain, between the two dangerous times, are these three different definitions, or perhaps all three are really one? Klal Yisrael is an amazing people, really a phenomenon. We're a people who have existed for thousands of years, Most of them, while not on our land. Most of them while we're in our goals. How do we do it? Maybe Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon said it the best. He said, "Einu maiseinu uma ela b'Torah." Others have said in English that Torah is the portable homeland of the Jewish people. So even though we may be in goals, and even though we're not on our home turf, but kol zman that we have a sheiches with Torah, we learn Torah, we practice Torah, we feel Torah, we act Torah, we are Torah, we can survive. We can be within the goyim, but we stir, we shake, and therefore we continue to survive. But we have to know that kol zman that we are in goyim, and it doesn't make a difference whether it's the gullus of the United States or the newly independent UK or beautiful South Africa, or I hate to tell everybody, even in Eretz Yisrael, we're at risk. Because kol zman that we are beina mitzarim, we're surrounded by physical borders that are not really ours. Kol zman that we're beina mitzarim, that we're surrounded by armies, by cliffs that are not really ours, by social pressures that are not really ours. And kol zman that we're in beina mitzarim, the Medrash says, the mishiva aser b'tamuz ad tishabav, those are the days shebahem ketev meriri. There's a physical danger, a physical mazik. Like it says in Tehillim, Midever ba'ifel yalif miketev yoshud saroyim. At the time of the afternoon, when the sun is at its peak, when we're in our pride and glory, when everything seems to be shiny for us, that's when the kina and the goyim, the kina and the sinna of the goyim, is unleashed against us. We're amongst the goyim in the time of our pride. Physical borders around us are not friendly. The social environment around us is not friendly. And the spiritual environment around us is not friendly. That's what it means to be Bein HaMetzarim. Kol zman that we stir and we shake, we're not really musak. We're not really caught. But if chas v'shalom, we don't watch out, so then is the end of the pasuk. Kol reitfeo hisigua Bein HaMetzarim. Because of the physical borders, because of the social pressure, and because of the spiritual danger that's inherent in being in Golos. What's the answer, and what's the Yetzer? Rabbeinu Sadia told us, Einu maiseinu uma ela b'Torah. Hold stark to the Torah. Learn Torah. Practice Torah. Live Torah. Feel Torah. And if we feel Torah, Ein l'kodesh baruch hu b'olam ela dal rama shel halacha, no matter where we are, we're really not even in Golos. The Ner Machol Alumni Association of Yeshivas Teres Moshe is proud to present the next in our series of audios for the Mayadei Hashana. This one entitled, Kol Reifeo Hisigua Bein HaMetzarim. May the Zechus HaTeres shine forth for us Keshemesh B'Tzarayim during this period, and may we all celebrate Tisha B'Av as a Yom Tov together this year in Yerushalayim.